This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on union membership continuing to tank in the USA, and it's time for majority unionism. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has released the figures on union membership and density for 2014 and for workers in general. The good news is that there are more jobs and more people are working. The same old bad news is that the weakening labor movement in the U.S. has fallen behind even farther since growth in jobs no longer equals increasing membership. The USA numbers are frightening. There are now 14.6 million union members, 7.4 million are in the private sector, where most of the jobs are, 7.2 million are in the public sector, which is under assault. The density of union membership for public employees is 37.7%, even in the face of massive resistance in Wisconsin and elsewhere, with more predicted on the horizon as Republican-controlled legislatures settle into their new power. The density in the private sector is now down to 6.6%, giving credence to the hand-wringing to the past, when union organizing directors for the AFL-CIO would warn the troops that without work, we would soon be at 5%. Sounds like we're knocking on that door now. In these times, reported on a recent conference in D.C. called American Labor Movement at a Crossroads. Reading the report, the only encouraging news is that finally more leaders and organizers are embracing the notion of organizing workers into unions outside of the obsession with exclusive representation in what I continue to call a majority unionism strategy, and others refer to as minority unionism. There's traction now, as we've argued, following the UAW's effective strategy with Local 42 in Chattanooga, where they're well on their way. Other unions are being forced to learn how to operate in this way, increasingly in the wake of the Harris v. Quinn decision, hammering home care worker agency shop payments for our sister union in Illinois. The rising tide of so-called right-to-work legislation is also going to force the issue of whether or not something is better than nothing, and any union is better than no union at all. The End These Times story underlined a dispute in the conference between labor strategist Rick Yellison, who seems to have argued that we should build a fortress around existing labor strongholds and hope something good emerges in the future, and David Rolfe of SEIU 775 in Seattle, who rejoined that adaptation is the lesson of species survival. No doubt Brother Rolfe scored on the riposte, but sadly, Yellison's argument seems what most unions, including SEIU, are doing in many regards when it gets down to money spent and boots on the ground. It's hard for me not to drink deeply of my own Kool-Aid when I review reports from our Local 100 United Labor Unions organizers on our year-to-year struggles to grow and hold on to our 2,000 members in Arkansas, Texas, and Louisiana, and talk to Suresh Kadashan, Acorn International's organizer in Bengaluru, where we have seen our unions grow to 35,000 members in the 5 years we've been concentrating on the strategy. My comrades at our recent year-end, year-begin meeting were taken aback when I recounted my conversation with the organizing director of the third largest union in the United Kingdom on their program to try to move as many of their half-million members as possible from dues checkoff to bank drafts and direct debits so that they could recast their organization around their members rather than their employers. The universal law of organizations has always been that you either grow or die. For me, it's not enough to be right. I want to see our work survive and our members thrive. There really isn't much choice anymore. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.